nice to know. Okay. Shir tonight in Maseches Beitza Daf Yudalid. Just wanted to know that the shir tonight is going to be learned. Le'ili Nishmas Yeshua ben Mordechai, my father-in-law's father, who's Yortzeit. It's going to be this coming Shabbos, Bezer Hashem. His 10th Yortzeit is going to be Yudalid Teves. And also my grandfather, Shalom, whose 10th Yortzeit was Hey Teves last week. It's interesting that things work out the way they work out. Is because my family or my wife's family actually has a very interesting custom. I didn't know about this until I got married, and that is they make potato kugel in a frying pan on the fire. It's like it's a giant latke, crunchy on the outside, really soft. And once you eat kugel like that, everything else is just kugel. It's got a totally different taste. It's unbelievable. Why am I mentioning this? Because I've had the privilege over many years to share Yontif with my in-laws, and very often we always pick a day, you know, which day it's going to be, which day is Saba making his kugel. Because one of the days on Yontif morning, gets up early, well, he gets up early every morning anyway, but gets up early and grinds the potatoes by hand using the potato grinder, and around 45 minutes later, you start to smell, and then when you start to smell it, when you come back from shul, you got this fresh potato kugel that's been cooking on your stove top for the past 4 or 5 hours, and it's unbelievable taste. The question is, remember when I was once talking to somebody when I was once working somewhere, and they're like, well, you're allowed to go ahead and do that on Yontif or not? And I'm like, of course, the kugel tastes great. Like, it's not even much of a shayla. But the truth is, our Gemara over here in Daf Yadalit kind of talks about this. The Gemara is based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the following machlokas. Beishami omrim tavlin yidochim b'madov shal eitz v'amelech b'pachu v'eitz aparur. That says that when it comes to grinding spices, you can use a wooden pestle, not a stone one. You know, there has to be a little bit of a shinui already with spices, but with when it comes to salt, that has to be with a pach, either the back of a jug or b'eitz aparur, the gigantic spoon, wooden spoon type of thing. So you see that there clearly needs to be a shinui by melach. U'beisilul omrim tavlin yidochim k'darkan. You can grind spices like you normally do with a stone pestle. But when it comes to salt, that has to be with the shinui with a wooden pestle. And the Gemara already jumps out of the bat and says the kuliyama mihas. Everybody nonetheless says melech ba yishinui. Right, salt needs a certain type of shinui when it comes to grinding it. So my timer, what's the reason? So Rav Huna v'Rav Chista. So there's a machlokas brought down between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Chad amar kol kederos tzrichos melach, v'ein kol kederos tzrichos tavlin. One says that, listen, you know, all the kederos, you need salt for everything. You don't need spices for everything. So you know what? Spices, you didn't need to know before Yontif. There's no way you would have known before Yontif necessarily. When it comes to salt, you should have known. So it's kind of like a kanas that we say, hey, listen, you know, you should have done it before. You didn't do it before, so that's your problem. Spices, you didn't know. Chad amar. And the other mandiomer says, kol atavlin mefigin taman. All spices, you know, you grind a little bit too early, flavor kinds tend to go away. This is, by the way, if you go shopping, your giant local retail chain, don't want to give Costco a bad name, we're not against that, but, you know, you buy spices at Costco in one of those really, really big containers, practically you have to use them. Because otherwise, if for a while, spices, even today's spices, in the plastic containers, they tend to lose their freshness. Mm-hmm. So if, unless you're like a cook in like a industrial kitchen or something like that, you might necessarily, you know, pay to buy the gigantic salt or the gigantic pepper or the gigantic garlic powder, because after a while, the flavor is going to be gone. So that's the case over there. Melach isn't. So you know what? There is almost like a hefset. If you grind the spices before Yontif, it's not going to be good. You grind the salt before Yontif is going to be good. Gemara brings that in Afkamina, my Beinaihu. Either if you know what you're going to be cooking. So if that's the case, then according to the first reason, right, you can use spices, then that should also be done even, that should be before Yontif, right? And then if you don't do it before Yontif, then there's a shinui because, you know, you should have done it better. Or there's another afkamina, Navi Bimorika, which is a type of saffron, which doesn't lose its flavor. So because that's the case, so then, yeah, that should also be done before Yontif. It's interesting that if you look into the riff does not quote this machlokas at all. And The reason why the Rif doesn't quote this machlokas at all happens to be a subject that some of the Rishonim and the Achronim also mention. Not going to get into it over here, but that's because there's another Shita in the Gemara brought down, and it says over here, it says Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Nidochin Nidochin Kedarkan Vafilu Melach. All spices can be ground, normally even salt. Ah, Vahad Amri Melach being on Shiba Yishi. You know, you said that salt needs a Shinui. Who the Amar Ki Haitana? You're saying like the following Tana, Amar Rabbi Meir, the Sani Amar Rabbi Meir, Lo Nechaku Beis Shami Beis Hila Al Yedochen She Yedochen Kedarkan Melach Imayin. That the Machlokas between Beis Hila Beis Shami isn't about grinding Melach with spices. Lo Nechaku El Ledocha Bifnei Atzma. The Machlokas is only about grinding salt by itself. She Beis Shami Omri Melach Befach Ve'etza Paru Litzli Avalo L'Kedera. Beis Shami say two things. Number one, you're going to grind salt, it's got to be with a shinoi, and also could only be for tzli, it only could be a little bit amount, but not the amount that you need to put in a keder, into a pot to make like a stew or something like that. So the Gemara says, b'chol davar, what, you can grind with anything, even something that's mukta? They say, no, b'chol davar sal kedaitach, ela ima lichol davar. For anything, meaning not just for tzli, but also for keder, and Rashi points out, Machlokas is all the way through also. It also means that Melach doesn't need a Shinui. It's just that the Gemara brings down Amalei Rav Acha Bardala Livrei Kidaichas, when you do grind salt, Atzlit Tzluyei V'doch, you can go ahead and just grind a little bit with, you know, put the salt, you know, the grinder a little bit on the side, and that should be enough of a Shinui, but really we don't need a complete Shinui Bichlal. So the question is again, so what about our situation about grinding the potatoes? So here already, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph. It says that what the dachan is a tavlin kedarkan, aval melach eno nidoch biyantiv. So the Shulchan Aruch says that really we don't grind salt on yantiv. However,
without a sheen,
right? Without a sheen, right? Right, but it says over here, right? V'yosibo kideshi yishana she'im yishacha kamelch mayir yontif lo yafik tomo. Right, so it mentions that we don't do it, except the Ramah brings down omiu noagin l'shanos kitzas bedichas tavlin, that you should do a little bit of a shinui when it comes to that. Also, when it comes to regular spices and stuff like that. Now, where do the potatoes come in? So, the Ish Lavrom brings down that when it comes to potatoes, so grinding potatoes, same things that say chopping up onions, chopping up garlic. Aside from the fact that, you know, chopping up garlic could be a problem in terms of sakana, you know, you have unpeeled garlic overnight, you have to be careful with that too, but that's a different situation. But as far as the potatoes are concerned, if you go and grind it before Yontif, so what's going to happen? It's going to start to turn dark. It's going to, you know, it's going to be, it's going to turn black, and it's going to totally lose the whole thing there. So using potatoes, so grinding potatoes is something that needs to be done, that could definitely be done on Yontif. And the Eish Lavrom says you could even use the actual potato grater no matter what you're going to be using, no matter what side it's going to be, because, again, it's something that doesn't require shinui. It's like spices. That's going to be mafik taiman, that potatoes have the same status as the spices. Maybe if you want to be machmir a little bit, you could do a little bit of a shinui. But even though there are some other Achronim who disagree with this, that's what the Eish Lavrom paskins, and says that it's really not a problem of grinding these potatoes by hand on Yontif. It's interesting, there's some that say that the actual using a hand grater on Yontif is bedafka the shinui, because most of the time people use a food processor. But in my wife's family, that's not the case, or at least the generation before her. She uses a food processor. She makes potato kugel. But in terms of fall in love, maybe latkes with straight like that. Latkes, potato cocoa, you know, use the back of the grater. The skin adds a little bit of protein if it comes in a little bit also, you know.
You see, what's the svar of those who say that you can't do the potato? They don't
also, like, they say, you know, you should do the shinui. And says, you know, don't want to go ahead and do it. You know, just like, you know, spices, it goes, you know, it's good to be machmir a little bit too. The Ramah says, you know, noagin lahachmir, or shinas katsas also a little bit. We want to try to be a little bit more machmir, but lamaisa, you definitely don't need to be machmir in this situation. And if you have somebody getting up early to do this for you, and everybody enjoys it, you know, so in simcha gadola biyantif yaser mizo, this is the best one.
Potato.
And it should be, potato cookle is good, and We'll have to save you guys for the next next Yom Tov, Pesach Hashem. We'll have to bring some Shirayim. So.